We are back. The Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1. Your home for ultimate classic rock. You're gonna like how he pulls this together, the Honolulu blue and silver. There's a gunsmith's angle to that.
It could be Honolulu blue and stainless steel.
Okay.
Okay, that's a thought.
There you go.
But it is all good. This segment of the show, The Gunsmith Show, is brought to you by Williams Gun Sight Company, right on Lapeer Road, just west of Irish Road in Davison, Michigan. And your destination for new and used gun purchases, plus all the gear. So get a hold of them at 810-653-2131. But better yet, get out there. They're open 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Yes, they close 2 hours before the game starts tonight, so you're safe. You could stay there right till 6 o'clock, still make it home for the party, and watch the game tonight, right? Are you going to watch the game, Dan?
Well, yeah.
Where are you going to watch it from?
I'm going to be at my sofa.
Oh, are you really? Yeah. A lot of times I stream it so that I can reload while I'm doing it. And I hear the family screaming upstairs. But I got us all matching gear and stuff this year. You know, we all got matching Lions clothes and hats, and it's fun. I haven't done this for the Lions.
See, we never know. My wife, she wore her Lions t-shirt to work on Friday because it was Lions Day.
Yeah.
I didn't wear my Lions shirt to work yesterday, so I'd have it for Saturday.
Oh, I do laundry, so I can wash.
You can wear Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, I can. I can do it over. I wear those tight. When I get in the mood, I wear those shirts out quick. Yeah. It's like my wife's like, "How many times have you washed that shirt this week?" I don't know, 3-4 times. I don't know.
It's your favorite shirt.
I got that new hat too. I got that throwback Lions hat from 1972, back when when football was football. You know, Alex Karras and Thunderheads, and that was tough football back then, man. Those were our heroes back then. You know, man. And there's some new heroes coming out now, so thank God for it. Well, Williams Gun Sight, they're my heroes, man. They are great people. They help us out all the time. They're good people, too, and you can be glad that you're shopping there. You are supporting and working with Michigan's largest gun shop, and I'm sure they are right with me saying, go Lions. I bet you Williams Gun Sight, if not sold out, they're probably almost sold out of blue and silver Ruger 10/22s. Which is a beautiful, beautiful combination gun. They make these stocks. They're stainless steel guns or blued. They're still pretty and blued. And the stocks are aftermarket stocks or some from Ruger that are blue and silver laminated. And I bet you those are hot commodities right now. Lions colors for sure, blue and silver. And I went looking, Dan. I went online this week and I tried to find blue and silver grips for a couple of my handguns.
Okay.
And all of them were back ordered. And I thought, doggone it. Here I am wanting to pull the trigger on a new set of grips for my handgun and have them blue and silver wood like that laminated. And they're sold out. I had one of those guns years ago. I've had a green and brown one and a silver and black one. And a blue and gray one. And they're just, everybody just loves looking at them. They are beautiful guns. And the past 8-10 years, I've gotten rid of them. And I'm all over to these rubber stocks now and some beautiful walnut stocks. But I got to get back to some of those pretty colors again. They are beautiful. A big one now is pink because there's so many young girls shooting that they got these, they're called Muddy Girl stocks. And they look like pink, but they look kind of dirty, but it's all wood laminated.
Yep.
Good looking stuff. Hot colors, but I'm telling you that blue and silver, that's the way to go today. So if you have a custom Honolulu blue gun of your own, I imagine you're pretty proud of it right now. You might even have it on display next to the TV this weekend for the game.
I used to work with a guy doing the general store years and years ago.
That was out of Saginaw, right?
Or Bay City. Yep.
Okay.
Moose Jaw Knife Works, and I forget his name.
I bet you somebody out there knows who he is.
We sold so many of his custom knives.
Oh, I bet.
In the show, probably 20 or 30.
Wow.
They were beautiful. He'd bring it in and show it to me. Yeah. And but it's that laminated wood, the feel,
they're so pretty.
You know, nice.
I got
blade
a few, and I absolutely love them.
Yeah.
You know, they are. I don't have Moose Jaw Knife Works ones, but I got one of my cousins, Trina, she's and her son, Josh. They're in the knife business, and man, the pictures they send me, mm-hmm. it just teases me all the time. It's like, I'm a gun collector. Don't they realize that? I don't need more knives. but that's okay. That's okay. I love it. So,
did you get anything ordered or no?
I ended up ordering a redwood one.
Okay.
And it's beautiful.
Now, was the blue, and so was that because of the lions, do you think?
Or? I don't know. You know, lions are big all over the country.
That is true.
But it is a very manly, pretty-looking stock, and it's gorgeous. Jacob.
Handsome.
Handsome. There you go. Not pretty-looking. Sorry. He's a good-looking boy. Look good in them jeans, boy. like Jake likes the gray and black. Gray and black laminated woods. He collects those, and he's got some that are desert colored laminated woods.
Yeah, but that's
and,
sharp too.
That's a sharp look too, you know. And I've been going with those solid colors, and now I'm starting to mix it up a little bit. It's crazy. We're talking about interior decorating of guns right now, but it's a passion.
They're works of art.
They are works of art. Yeah. I'm proud of my guns. They're beautiful. Wood grips are. A lot of these guns now, because we've lost a lot of the really good walnuts and everything here in America, because we've used the wood up and we haven't replenished, we're dealing with Turkish walnut now, which is completely different looking.
Mm-hmm.
So we get into these laminated woods, Smith & Wesson for the past 50 years has been making these, I think it's called Goncalo Olives grips. They're made out of South American hardwood, mm-hmm. and they're beautiful. It's beautiful wood. And they are stunning by themselves, but they hardly ever put it on their guns anymore. They have kind of bland-looking grips now, unless you really spend a ton of money on it. But then you got people like Wicked Grips out in Davison, Ed Strange and his whole crew. They make fabulous stuff out of aluminum, and they inlay and do all kinds of amazing things to it. But I like those a lot of the wood grips. And so I've got a pair of these beautiful redwood grips for one of my big guns, and... when I put them on, and I got them in 2 days, I ordered them like Monday, and by Wednesday I had them on Wednesday night, and it was like, oh man, makes all the difference in the world. Plus the appearance of the gun with the wood makes it feel not so military-ish. You know what I mean? It's got a more of a wholesome on display gun, like you'd have it in a case and show it off. But when you go to the range, the ooh and ah factor, like my old Colts, when I go to the range and I pull out my old Colts, people look at me and they say, what is that doing out of the safe? That's a beautiful gun. You know what it's worth? Well, yeah, I know what it's worth, but I want to shoot it too. There's nothing wrong with shooting it. So, it's passion, you know, it's just a passion. That's all I can say. But, just like our passion for loving the, game nights, like tonight, 8 o'clock tonight. Remember, you can shop at Williams till 6 o'clock, then go home and catch the game.
And do that at 7 days a week, 10 to 6.
It's perfect. I love it. So they're playing the Commanders. They sound like a bunch of wimps to me. I'm going to say go Lions. I'm going to say Lions by 34.
I think they're going to put a hurting on them.
I hope so. I don't want to see this halftime almost even score. I want to see it.
They finish strong.
They always finish strong.
They sometimes stumble out of the gate.
What I don't want to do is I don't want to get distracted from my reloading, worrying if they're going to win. I want to know they're going to win. That'll make me produce more shells in the reloading.
I'm just going to say it. I think you can't count on being able to reload during this game. I think you're going to have to devote a little bit
it
more.
It might. Yeah. I don't want to have another stroke.
No.
I don't want to have a heart attack.
No.
I don't want my pacemaker to kick in.
Yeah.
I want my knees to hold me up so I can reload, but maybe I should sit at the couch tonight and watch the game.
I think that's a...
Might be a popcorn night.
Yeah, there you go.
Might be a popcorn night.
Yeah.
You know, mild, not very low salt and butter.
Oh, yeah.
But it's still good for you. You know?
Put a little Cajun salt on it.
Yeah, you know, I do use Tony Chesheries on there sometimes.
Okay.
And it's very good.
Yes.
I saw that trick at Sam's Club one time. But as for Williams Gunsight Company, they do have 145 used rifles right now, 390 used handguns, and 69 used shotguns. So I delved into one that was blue and silver. A Ruger Mark IV threaded Maglite 22 long rifle pistol. It is lion's blue. It is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's got gray grips, but you could get, they're dark gray grips. You could get a lighter gray grip for it, and it would look like it belongs on the Detroit Lions team. So this $539.95, but it's special. It's got the MagLite upper, which is a ultralight upper. There's no weight to it at all, but you can put a suppressor on it. Very, very, very cool. And I'm sure you could find a brand new, because I just looked at used. In the new rifle department, they have got a lot of blue and silver 22 rifles that you could go with that are very, very sharp. Sometimes they're bolt actions. Sometimes they're semi-autos. They might be a Savage, might be a 10-22.
Now, where does the blue come from? Just from the bluing?
They stain the wood. See,
okay, the wood is actually
blue.
The
wood is blue, but it's laminated. They'll take a gray piece of wood and a blue piece of wood and a gray piece of wood and a blue piece, and they put it together. Then they mill the stock out of it.
Right.
So I've done this years ago, back in like probably, 2002. I had a gun taken apart in my shop, and we used some dark green, forest green oil-based paint. Mixed it with some thinner and soaked the gun stocks in it for a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled it out. It did a really nice job of turning the stock green. Beautiful. But it was, you could still see all the grain, you know, because it was transparent, because it was thinned down. It wasn't a solid color.
Yep.
Let it dry for about a week. Kept it outside in the sun during the day. It shrunk down perfect. We got it oiled up. I put about 10 coats of tung oil on it. And it's still one of the prettiest stocks I got. It is beautiful, man. Not that kind of tongue oil. It's tongue, T-U-N-G.
Oh, yeah.
T-O-N-G-E.
Okay.
Tongue. T-O-T-O. No, it's tongue.
Sorry. Yeah.
T-O-U-N-G-E. Right? Tongue?
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
All right. See, I spelled. I can spell. But anyways, get out there and check them out. You'll be glad you did. It is Lions winning weekend. So let's make sure we all pray for the Lions tonight.
Go Lions!
And go, if you got to send me an email, do it at shooter@thegss.com. Remember to go to my website, thegss.com, link to all my sponsors, and check out the old shows. There's some pretty good giggles in there and some good information too. So, and like us on Facebook. It's the Gunsmith Show on Facebook. Love to have some more likes on there.
We'll come on back next week.
Me.
Same time, same place. We'll do it again. It's the Gunsmith Show, Saturday mornings. From 8 to 9, right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We'll get you back to that right now.